Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio. And it's our pleasure to welcome back Andrea Andre of the Empowered Living Space. She's a top-notch empowerment coach and energy healer, as well as owner of the Empowered Living Space. Through her coaching, she helps you identify the thought patterns that keep you from creating your optimal life and becoming the most authentic version of yourself. As an energy healer, she guides you to releasing the painful emotions behind those thoughts that weigh you down. Done continuously, this allows you to move into a greater unity with your higher self. Andrea accomplishes all this not by encouraging us to ignore or block out our thoughts and feelings, but really embracing the thought, releasing the emotion, and tapping into the energy that we wish to feel. Once we start to lose those old patterns, we have an opportunity to live more fully, unapologetically, and to be more conscious, and subsequently to achieve more of what we want in life. Andrea says, we can achieve this through our own life experiences and opportunities that help us grow, because you can't heal till you learn to feel. Her coaching focuses on the connection between mindset work and body awareness. She helps you reframe your thinking and develop a more empowered outlook on life. She inspires clients to live aligned, as aligned to their soul as possible. And she says, when we do this, our lives will become more joyful, vibrant, and profoundly empowered, with a more cohesive link between mind, body, and soul. Andrea also teaches us to never be afraid to chase our dreams and create a better way of thinking, to embody what we wish to see in the world and live fearlessly by connecting with our spirit, living by our core values, and projecting positivity. We can live meaningful lives that we love. It's a pleasure to welcome her back to Close Up Radio for the continuation of the series, but also she and I just filmed a television video interview as well, which is in the works and being edited right now, so that'll be out soon, so keep a watch out for that as well. That was quite exciting to converse long form with Andrea. But as we continue this series on Close Up Radio, the next 30 minutes is jam-packed with really positive, inspiring conversation between myself and Andrea, and we welcome you to kick back, listen, and if you have any questions, you can always direct them to her website. That's Andrea Andre, and I will send that out to you here. I'll spell it out, actually, so you can write it down. It's A-N-D-R-E-A-A-N-D-R-E-E. .com. That's the website. So, and we'll mention that again during the course of the show at the latter part as well. But without further ado, let's welcome her live and direct from Wisconsin as she returns and continues the series here on Close Up Radio. Andrea, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. Always great to talk to you.
You as well, and happy holidays to you and your family. It's mm-hmm. always a pleasure chatting with you. You know, I've got a thought. I was thinking about this. Sometimes I know you say you can't heal till you learn mm-hmm. to feel. Mm-hmm. Define that for us. What do you mean you can't heal till you learn to feel?
Yes. So as you have heard me say, and we've talked about the concept that everything is energy, and when I look at who we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and I'm sure you've heard me say that as well. And so the way I look at things is we're spiritual beings, so we are a spirit, we are a spiritual energy, but the human experience part comes with thoughts and emotions and a physical body. And so when I think of in a perfect world, which we are not in yet, but we're moving to, in a perfect world, we would have the spirit would sit in our body, and then however the spirit wanted to express authentically, it would express unhindered. But what we have in our current world is we have thoughts and emotions that like to stop us from expressing. So the example I often like to use is if your spirit feels like singing or making music in a perfect world, that is how we would express. But in the world with thoughts and emotions, we might have a thought that comes up that says, hey, remember that time someone told you you're not a good singer? Or, hey, remember that time that you tried to sing in front of people and they all laughed at you? So those thoughts and emotions like to pop up and remind us of just the, why we shouldn't do what our spirit is trying to do. And so when I visualize that, I think of and our spirit in the middle, that's this flame, it's this beautiful light that's trying to express, but then we have all of these rocks all around us that are sort of blocking out our light and blocking that energy from expressing through us. So as the rocks that are blocking our spiritual energy, again, they're thoughts and emotions. And I'm going to pay particular attention right now to the emotion part of that, because an emotion, again, that's just a part of the human experience. We're here to experience what it's like to have emotions. They're energy that wants to flow, but what has happened to many of us over the course of our lives is as those particularly painful emotions, they start to flow, those angers, those shames, those fears, we've been taught not to allow those, and so we sort of stop their flow. And since they're energy cannot be created or destroyed, it doesn't go anywhere. That emotion just sits there, and it sits as this blob of energy in our system. And then built up over time, we have all of these blocks to our spirit that is keeping our spirit from just expressing authentically. And so when I say you can't heal until you learn to feel, what essentially we're trying to do is restart those emotions that were kicked off long ago that we never allowed ourselves to feel and actually feel them to completion. And typically it doesn't take very long, 60 to 90 seconds for an emotion to flow through our system. But what that does is that is really how that rock dissolves itself. And then over time, the more old painful emotions that we started long ago that we never allowed ourselves to feel, the more we finally allow ourselves to feel those and release those, the more room our spirit has to come back into our life and be an authentic part of our life. And so when I think of healing, I feel like that's what my coach says right now is healing is the journey. That is what one of the things that we're here to do in this lifetime is to really look at our pain, release our pain, which then allows our spirit to more authentically come back into our life. And so you can't heal till you learn to feel can be really tricky to a society who has not allowed ourselves to really feel those painful emotions. But I promise it makes all the difference when we finally learn to do so.
Can someone just choose to do, just coaching and or energy work, or is it important to combine mm-hmm. the two from your perspective for mm-hmm. true benefits?
Absolutely. I certainly think someone could choose to do them separately, and I think that people have chosen that many times in the past. There have been coaches working, mostly on mindset work for a number of years. And for me, mindset work alone, so thinking like finding my disempowering thoughts and flipping them around and saying affirmations, that certainly can work. But in my experience, it can take longer to rewire those belief systems because we're not including the emotional component underneath, which is really what the energy healing is trying to get at. And on the flip side, certainly people have been doing energy work independently for a number of years, so think Reiki, think acupuncture. Those don't typically involve coaching. They're really looking at stuck energies within the system and moving some of that energy out. And I certainly believe that those can be a benefit as well if done by themselves. For me, I love to offer both because at least in what my particular clients are looking for, which is they want to live those purposeful feeling lives, then I think the combination is really powerful because mindset work, and I know we talked a lot about mindset work on our last show, it's really, really important because our mindset and our thoughts create our reality. But underneath those thoughts are those painful emotions that are also creating a reality. And if we don't get at those and release those, then some of the mindset work is not really going to take hold. And so I like to look at both so that way we can find the thought but also release the energy, the old painful energy. And then I also like to direct my clients to call in the energy that they want to feel instead. And so if they're looking, for example, for more abundance in their lives, they can actually tune into the energy of abundance and start to train their body to hold that energy more and more. And that will start to create opportunities for them to experience abundance in their outer lives. And so it really depends on what a client is looking for and what they're ready for. I certainly think you can do them independently, but for me, and I want my clients to have results that last, that's why I combine the two, and I find that it's a really powerful combination.
That's fantastic. That is really great, you know, to have the opportunity to do that. Do you believe it's important as well for us to really live authentically?
I do. I love that, and I think that I said healing is the journey. I also think healing is the journey to us living authentically. I really think that that's what we're all being called to do at this time. I don't think we're put into these bodies on this planet with the intention to make the most money or climb the highest corporate ladder if that doesn't feel authentic to us. I think we're really, again, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so we are here to live in the human experience, but as that powerful spiritual being that we are. And so I think most of us have gotten so entrenched in the pain of the human experience that we've forgotten that it's not who we are. And I really believe that a lot of the suffering we feel is really because we're just not living a life that's authentic to who we are. And the suffering, we're not here to suffer, but I see it as it's meant to be a road sign and a little nudge to get people back on that authentic path so that way they can live to the highest potential of what they plan to live when they these bodies and hit this life on Earth. And so, yes, I love the idea of living authentically, everyone living authentically, everyone being happy and joyful and, you know, being the impact to the planet that we're here to make. I think that all comes from just living authentically.
That's so important. Yeah, yeah. And that's something that, you know, sometimes people need to work on. You can't always live through the Kardashians, that's for sure.
No, I don't think I would want to.
No, not quite, exactly.
Yep.
You also encourage us to embody what we wish to see in the world. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yep. Yes. So when I say embody that which we wish to see, what I am talking about here is really holding the energy of where we want to go in the future and really like feeling that energy in our bones, in ourselves, to our core. So when we think about creating our world, looking at the world that we have right now, today, everything in our physical reality, the buildings that we see, the systems that we take part in, everything in our reality actually started in the energy first. So someone had to have that thought to build this thing. And so everything that we see in our form actually starts in the energy. And so if we want to live and have, you know, a more equitable system, a more compassionate system then really the first place we do that is not by building the systems, but it's by changing our energy, changing our mind about what compassion means, exuding compassion and starting to offer that to, I offer it to you and then you offer it to somebody else because I've shown you a different way to live and interact with people. And slowly, slowly, when we embody the energy, then we start to change perspectives and then we start to build realities once we've embodied the energy. And so that's one way to look at it is just the vibration that we embody can actually, it changes people and it changes the way we interact with each other, which then changes how we want to, you know, build systems around that. From a more practical level, let's say if someone is trying to build from a place of anger, you know, they're going to attract more angry people and to themselves, and then those angry people get together and they take action from an angry perspective, where, you know, the opposite is also true. If I try to build from a compassionate place, and I really compassionately believe that everyone deserves X, Y, and Z, I'm going to be more attracted to other people who feel that way. And then the more people I bring into my circle, the more power we have to start to build the world from that place. And so I really feel like in order for us to, I think we all can see that there's parts of the world, or maybe a lot of the world, that could use a little fine-tuning or a major overhaul or whichever way we want to look at it. But we're not going to do it by going after the system first. We need to do it by changing our minds first, changing our energy first, embodying that which we want to see in the new world, and then we go out and try to change from that perspective.
Very important. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all part of the process. How do we learn mm-hmm. through coaching how to live aligned to our core values?
Yeah, one of the first things I love to do with my clients, if they haven't done already, is to actually get clear on their values. But what I look at values a little bit differently. I look at their core value feeling states. And so at the end of the day, how we feel from the inside is our truth, right? So let's say I'm on the most luxurious cruise ship. It's got just the best food. But if I'm having a bad day, none of that matters. And so for me, my truth comes from how I feel within, not by what's going on outside of me. And so I really want my clients to get into what is it that you want to feel in your life? Do you want to feel freedom? Do you want to feel purposeful, abundant, whatever that is? Because that's how we create our outer reality, is by first getting into that feeling which we want. And then we can create opportunities for that feeling to reinforce itself over and over and over. So another example I like to say is, if you look at a value of, let's say, I want more friends in my life, you know, that's sort of limiting how you're going to go about solutioning for that. Where if your core value feeling state is really connection, I can connect to people, I can connect to my kids, I can connect to nature, I can connect to myself. And so there's a lot of ways that I can actually cultivate that feeling that is not just having more friends in my life, because I'm sure the friend part is really trying to cultivate that feeling of connection in me. If I start with the feeling, then to me that really opens up the world to many, many ways that I can cultivate and bring that feeling into me. And by embodying that feeling more first, then the universe is going to align itself to bring me those opportunities to cultivate that feeling. So for me, going back to the question, living aligned to our core values, that's what's important to me and my clients, is how do you want to feel? And let's talk about that if that's not something that you have considered before, which many of them have noticed so far when I've asked this question, they've never thought about it that way. They can tell me the things that they want, but they can't tell me the way that they want to feel. And then that is how I structure the sessions, is to teach them how to get into that feeling state. So that way that's something that they can bring into their lives over and over, and then let the universe do the rest.
So important, right? Sometimes you mm-hmm. got to let the universe do the rest and mm-hmm. try to control everything, that's for sure.
Nope.
can't control the weather or the tide of the ocean or the sun rising or setting. What are some of your other passions, Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I used to say, so I've got two young kids. My daughter will be 7 on Christmas, and so she's almost there, and then my son is 4. So about a month ago, how I would answer that question between my kids and the job, then this business was my passion. The learning how to do a business and the energy healing and all of that was really what I had leftover time to do. So now that I am done with the corporate job and I am fully in this business, I have space to explore more passions. And so the only one I know that I have is somewhere underneath the quesadillas and the chicken nuggets. I do love to eat good food, go out to nice restaurants, enjoy cooking a little bit. I got a CSA, a community-supported agriculture box from a local farm this year, and I really love cooking my way through those boxes because that expands the types of foods that I tend to eat. So I'm food-oriented. That's a passion that I know that I have. But in terms of everything else, that is one of the things I get to explore in 2023 is what are some other things that light me up now that I have the space to actually go after those. So that question is a to-be-continued question.
Right. Exactly. A work in progress, like we all are.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How does the work inspire you and bring you healing?
Mm-hmm. Great question. I love this question. So for me, it inspires me to know that I'm positively impacting other people. And so one of the stories I've told previously was when I was working the corporate job years and years ago, and I was starting to get this feeling within me that I wasn't living up to my highest potential. I'm not serving others in the way that I'm meant to be serving. So it feels really good. This is where aligning to your soul, it works. It feels amazing because I know now that this is what I'm here to do, and it just feels good because I'm aligning with my choices and my mission. And so I'm inspired by being able to creatively give myself to this work and to others in a way that impacts other people and their lives. And how it brings me healing is as I step into coaching and healing, I have to go through my own healing process to get to that person. So when I decided to become a coach, when I realized that I could do this as a coach a few years ago, I was not talking about the mindset work, talking about the painful emotions. I was not ready at that time to just wake up the next day and step into being a coach. I had to go through my own self-limiting beliefs. The who do I think I am that I can make a living doing this? Or what are others going to think of me if I start talking about this in my way? And, you know, if I start talking about this in this way. And so for me to get from the life that I had and I had created at that point based on all my belief systems and my emotions that were stuck in my system to the life that I am building, I had to go through my own healing process, looking at the thoughts, releasing the emotions, tuning into that which I wanted instead. And so it's been quite a healing journey for me just to get to this point from where I was.
Again, you're so open and authentic, and I think that's very inspiring for your clients. You know, when you look forward to seeing yourself in the next 5 years, I know life is very unpredictable. The last three years certainly can attest to that. But what are some plans and exciting things that you have coming up, even with the new year approaching, that you're excited about that you might want to share?
Let's see. So the way I kind of work, I'm a little bit more surrendered these days to what's coming in from the universe for me. And so, interestingly enough, I was in grad school. So I went to graduate school for industrial engineering with a healthcare focus. And at the time, that's how I thought I was going to save the world, was by improving our healthcare systems. But then I was sitting in a population health class, and when I learned that there's something they call the determinants of health, and only about 10% of our overall health comes from the healthcare system. There's much more that comes from, you know, our physical environment and our relationships and all of that. And so at that point, I realized I'm not going to make as big of a difference as I thought by working in the healthcare system. So what the heck am I going to do? And when I tried to get an idea for my future, the only picture that I got was me on stage speaking to a giant room of people. And so, again, at that time, I thought, well, maybe I'll go into population health or something related to that, and I will talk about health in a different way. So fast forward to where we are at. Jim, you know a little bit of this backstory. So September, when I first talked with you, and back September 22nd, I will remember that, 9/22/22, for the rest of my life. After that, I was offered an opportunity to be promoted as a coach and as a speaker throughout 2023. And so that vision of me being on stage speaking to a bunch of people, suddenly it made so much sense. And then I realized that it was actually a lot closer than I realized, and it was going to be part of my reality in 2023. And so I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to speak to people in a different way, in a bigger way, about many of the topics you and I have been talking about, living authentically, healing, and just really how to step into our lives from a place of empowerment and not from a place of letting the outside world dictate how we are going to feel and act with the world. And so I don't know what this journey in 2023 is going to look like, but I'm really excited that this feels like I'm really stepping into my vision, my mission, and my work in a much bigger way, in a way that I could not have expected. So this is where we talk about surrendering to the universe. I surrender to the universe and let it guide me and give me the steps on how to get here. So that's really next year, what I'm looking at in the future, if we're talking 5, 10 years, just a couple quick things. I've had some visions of running retreats in a tropical location, especially this time of year in Wisconsin, now that the white stuff is on the ground. I'd love to really bring that into my reality at some point. And then potentially a little further out, but I have this idea of like this healing center, or I call it a soul reset center, where it's really out in nature. It gives people an opportunity to just spend time outside, unplug, receive healing. My husband can have his dog farm, his dog rescue out there. So those are visions that have come in for me. Again, at this point, I kind of surrender to the direction. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Well, good luck with that, and congratulations on everything. And hope you have a spectacular holiday season. Merry Christmas and terrific Happy New Year. And I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon, too. You, of course, have part two of this series coming up next week as well. That's Monday the 19th at noon Eastern. And always a pleasure, Andrea, chatting with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And I encourage folks to go to the website as well. That's Andrea Andre, and it's andreaandree.com to learn more and connect with her. Empowerment coach, energy healer, and owner of the Empowered Living Space. The best of the holidays to you, and look forward to chatting again real soon, Andrea. This was a terrific episode.
Thanks, Jim. Always appreciate chatting with you. This was great.
You're very welcome. Take care now.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, Andrea. And everybody listening around the world, you guys are the best. We appreciate you tuned in as well. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and we'll be back. I will be back in less than 30 minutes with another great guest for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Happy holidays, and we'll chat again soon on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.